Tomorrow, I think I'll treat myself to McDonald's breakfast. And if I go to bed early, it's kind of like morning comes a lot faster deal.
There's a deal for every moment on the McDonald's $1-$3 menu. Order ahead on the McDonald's app and get all your favorite breakfast items like sausage McGriddles, sausage McMuffin, and hash browns for just a few bucks. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the show that gets you caught up on anything and everything going on in the WNBA. Coming up on this week's show, we give you a recap of week four in the WNBA. Plus, we have an interview with Sam Gordon. Sam is a writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He covers the NFL's Las Vegas Raiders, also the WNBA's Las Vegas Aces. We'll discuss the 2020 Las Vegas Aces season, also the 2021 season so far, and so much more. So that interview is coming up, but first, let's get you to your top three storylines. First, my top three storylines is going to be the Connecticut Sun. Wow, the Sun have really been balling as of late. Currently, the Sun picked up a win during the week by beating the New York Liberty, and also during the week, they picked up an impressive win over the Las Vegas Aces. You know, the Sun have really played tremendous ball with the likes of, I mean, Jonquel Jones. Jonquel opted out of the 2020 season last year due to COVID, and, you know, picking up the slack last year for the Sun was Dawana Bonner and Alyssa Thomas. Well, Alyssa is out with an injury, but Jonquel is back this year, and, man, she has really made her presence felt with the likes of Jonquel Jones. Again, as I mentioned earlier, Dawana Bonner and also Natisha Hydman, they have really stepped up their game so far this early part of the year. And, of course, you have to add Breanne January to the mix as well. So Connecticut is on a roll at the moment. They've currently won two out of their last three games, beating Las Vegas and beating the New York Liberty. Big wins right there. And it goes to show you, because Connecticut is currently number two overall in the standings in the WNBA. So Connecticut, everybody talks about Seattle and Las Vegas and Phoenix and Chicago and, of course, LA, but, man, we got to pay attention to Connecticut, because Connecticut seems like a team that's destined to be reckoned with as we continue in this 2021 WNBA season. My next storyline is going to be the Minnesota Lynx. Again, the Lynx currently on a three-game winning streak right now, and, you know, you got to give a lot of credit to a lot of stars on that team, particularly Nafisa Collier, also the ageless wonder herself, Sylvia Fowles, Crystal Dangerfield, last year's Rookie of the Year, also Ariel Powers, and the new addition to the team, Laysha Clarendon. Of course, Laysha played for the New York Liberty. Again, Minnesota, the Lynx are currently on a winning streak right now. They've won, they've won three in a row in this campaign, beating, having back-to-back games against Atlanta, and also having a beating Connecticut in overtime. So the Lynx are coming. Again, the Lynx have struggled so far this early part of the year, but they've picked up some steam as of late, again, winning three in a row, back-to-back games against Atlanta, and then beating the Connecticut Sun in overtime during the week. So definitely we got to pay attention to the Lynx, man. But again, the great play of Crystal Dangerfield, Nafisa Collier, Ariel Powers, and, of course, Sylvia Fowles. And for my last storyline, it's going to be the Las Vegas Aces. The Aces have really shown up and shown out. They've currently won five out of their last six games, beating Phoenix, beating Indiana twice. They lost to Connecticut, but they would get back on track and beat New York and beat Washington. Five out of the last six games. And again, Las Vegas is the favorite to win the championship this year. You know, De'Erica Hamby, Liz Cambage, and Asia Wilson, the trio, they seem to finally getting things together. They're getting their chemistry together, and they know what they want now. out of this young WNBA season. We can't forget about the big signing with Chelsea Gray coming from the Los Angeles Sparks. And, of course, you know, Kelsey Plum is back in the mix as well. So Las Vegas seems to have everything intact. I'm going to talk more about the Aces in my interview that I have coming up with Sam Martin. But Las Vegas is definitely a team that's not to be played with right now, because they've got to get Bill Laimbeer, the head coach of the Aces, did a great job with the Aces last season in the wobble. And now so far this year with the return of Liz Cambage and, of course, with Asia Wilson, the reigning MVP, De'Erica Hamby, the reigning two-time sixth woman of the year, everything seems to be coming into place now where Las Vegas is really gelling at the right time. So those are my top three storylines. And when we come back from the break, I have scores and highlights for week four in the WNBA. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
Nobler is more than just a different way to save on car insurance. Nobler is the only car insurance with personalized monthly rates and rewards based on how much and how well you drive every single time you get behind the wheel. So the more you use Nobler, the better you drive and the more you save, which means good drivers can save a lot of money. Nobler is simply smart insurance for smart drivers. Get your quote at Nobler.com, spelled N-O-B-L-R.com. Individual savings may vary. Must meet eligibility requirements to bind a policy.
Ever wonder what life would be like without frozen drinks and slushies from McDonald's? Actually, let's not go there. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Get a medium frozen Coca-Cola or Fanta for $1.69. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese, crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time. Fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S. Not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Nobler is more than just a different way to save on car insurance. Nobler is the only car insurance with personalized monthly rates and rewards based on how much and how well you drive every single time you get behind the wheel. So the more you use Nobler, the better you drive and the more you save, which means good drivers can save a lot of money. Nobler is simply smart insurance for smart drivers. Get your quote at Nobler.com, spelled N-O-B-L-R.com. Individual savings may vary. Must meet eligibility requirements to bind a policy.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches.
I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
¿Por qué esta Coca-Cola de McDonald's sabe tan bien? ¿Será la máquina? ¿Será el popote o el hielo? ¿O quizás soy yo?
No sé, Diego, pero vámonos, ¿no? El ¿por qué esto sabe tan bien, deal? Un refresco de cualquier tamaño por un dólar. Solo en el $1, $2, $3 menú de McDonald's. Precios y participación pueden variar. No se puede combinar con cualquier otra oferta o combo. Mio Coca-Cola es una marca registrada de The Coca-Cola Company.
Passion fuels performance. And at Baton Rouge General, the attention to detail in all that we do enhances patient care at every stage. With robotics technology designed to strengthen the meticulous craft, technique, and precision it takes to define expertise, we continue to innovate the way you heal. Baton Rouge General Advanced Robotics Institute. Learn more at brgeneral.org.
Peacock is streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals, and every live WWE pay-per-view. It's The Office, Chrisley Knows Best, and Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Striving for It All. This week is week four of the WNBA completed, and certainly it had some great games to go along with that. Let's get you caught up on games that had taken place on Tuesday, June 1st. Let's start off with the Connecticut Sun going up against the Las Vegas Aces. The Sun would win 74-64. Also, the final score was the Sun 74, the Aces 67, Connecticut 74, Las Vegas 67. The Dallas Wings would go on to beat the Los Angeles Sparks 79-69. The Phoenix Mercury would go on to beat the Chicago Sky 84-83. And the Seattle Storm would beat the Indiana Fever 88-73. On Thursday, June 3rd, we had the Las Vegas Aces going up against the New York Liberty. The Aces would go on to beat the Liberty, final score 94-82. And the Phoenix Mercury would go on to beat the Chicago Sky in overtime, 77-74. Skylar Diggins-Smith and Brittany Griner, they did their thing. While in the absence of Diana Taurasi, Brittany and Skylar, they were phenomenal in the overtime victory. Here's some of the highlights.
Skylar Diggins and really Sandy Brondello having to mix things up, putting Skylar Diggins at that point position.
Griner with a shot in the lane, up and in. That's a good point. The foul on Dolson, by the way, and that's her first. And Diggins-Smith with the hoop in the lane. And she's got two assists already in the contest. And the shot clock was running down, and the shot doesn't go. Diggins-Smith. Yeah, there's been a lot of changes on the Chicago roster from just Tuesday when the two teams met at Wintrust Arena.
2 minutes remaining in the first quarter. 2 minutes.
Griner gets it.
Nike with a Deloitte, whether it's the betting, there are so many partnerships that you have developed in the short time you've been here.
Yeah, Andy, it's such an interesting ecosystem. You know, I came from many years in business, and now to work with that ecosystem.
Mercury have done a pretty good job in forcing the Sky to take the outside shots, and Sandy Brondello talked about clogging things up.
And back comes Phoenix, leading by six. And Nurse loses it. Vandersloot picks it up, ahead to Copper. Blocked from behind by Griner.
With steals, and again, going straight in, just not getting much of an angle.
Three by Walker goes over the cylinder.
But good run down by Griner, and BG gets her second dunk of the season.
She had one Saturday night in Dallas and gets one here. Griner.
All right, those were some of the highlights courtesy of CBS Sports Network. Again, the final score was the Phoenix Mercury 77, the Chicago Sky 74 in overtime. Skylar Diggins-Smith finished with 28 points, and Brittany Griner had a double-double with 16 points and 12 rebounds. Also, another action on Thursday, June 3rd, the Los Angeles Sparks beat the Indiana Fever 98-63. Let's move along now to action on Friday, June 4th. The Minnesota Lynx beat the Atlanta Dream 86-84. And what a game it was between the Dallas Wings and the Seattle Storm. Seattle would beat Dallas. Final score, 105-102 in overtime. Jewel Lloyd, man, what a phenomenal player she is, a.k.a. the Gold Mamba. Here's how she hit the game-winning shot against the Dallas Wings on June the 4th.
So this is going to have to be a quick catch and shoot. Maybe something dive into the hole by Brianna. We'll see. And there she is. Oh, she had it. Catch and shoot for Lloyd! Who hits it at the buzzer? Brianna Stewart was diving to the hole and was wide open, but Jewel Lloyd hits it anyway.
That was, video that our highlights were courtesy of CBS Sports Network. Again, the final score in overtime, Seattle 105, the Dallas Wings 102 in overtime. Jewel Lloyd finished with 25 points. Brianna Stewart finished with 23 points. Stephanie Talbot finished with 21 points. Mercedes Russell had 12 points. And Sue Bird would finish with 10 assists. Also, in other action on Saturday, June the 5th, the Las Vegas Aces went up against the Washington Mystics. The Aces would win 96-93. I mentioned earlier about the Aces really bringing everything together and definitely having all the pieces together to, you know, cause reign terror in the WNBA. One of those people, one of the players responsible for the Aces and their great start so far is Liz Cambage, making her return this year. Here's some of her highlights against the Mystics.
That's what the defender thought she was going to do, and instead slipped inside.
Cambage, another chance is good. Puts the foul. Here's Cloud. It looked like she had a lane, and instead tossed it back to Cambage. Young, good look. Gray, catch, fire, and hit from three. Here's Gray, shoveling back. Cambage puts it in. Liz Cambage with 20 points.
That I like. You said, you know, in pro sports, players are measured by their numbers. See Chelsea Gray going for the three, and he said, I measure it by wins and championships.
Cambage on the fifth. Cambage back to.
Those highlights were courtesy of ABC and ESPN. Again, the final score in that game, the Las Vegas Aces 96, the Washington Mystics 93. Liz Cambage finished with a double-double with 24 points and 11 rebounds. Raquana Williams, better known as Bebe, would finish with 20 points. Asia Wilson had a double-double with 15 points and 15 rebounds. Jackie Young finished with 22 points, and Chelsea Gray finished with 11 points. Also, in other action, we had the Los Angeles Sparks beat the Chicago Sky 68-63, and the Connecticut Sun beat the New York Liberty 85-64. And on Sunday, June the 7th, there was action between the Dallas Wings and the Seattle Storm. The Wings would win a close one 68-67, and the Minnesota Lynx beat the Atlanta Dream. Final score, 100-80. Now it's time for your league leaders in the WNBA. Let's start off with points per game. Leading the league in points per game is Tina Charles from the Washington Mystics. She's averaging 25 points per game. Coming in at number two is Brianna Stewart from Seattle Storm. She's averaging 23 points per game. Coming in at third is Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings, followed by Jonquel Jones is fourth, and then Bettnija Laney from the New York Liberty is fifth. Coming up in the next category we have is rebounds. Jonquel Jones from the Connecticut Sun is the leader in rebounds. She's averaging 10 per game. Coming in at number two is Brianna Stewart from the Seattle Storm. Coming in third is Brittany Griner from the Phoenix Mercury. In fourth is Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx. And in fifth is Sierra McCowan from the Indiana Fever. Next category that we have is assists per game. Coming in at number one is Courtney Vandersloot from the Chicago Sky. Coming in at number two is Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. Chelsea Gray is third from the Las Vegas Aces. Coming in at fourth is Sue Bird from the Seattle Storm. And in fifth is Skylar Diggins-Smith from the Phoenix Mercury. Next category we have is field goal percentage. Coming in at number one is Liz Cambage from the Las Vegas Aces. Coming in at number two is Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx. Coming in at third is Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks. In fifth is Brianna Turner from the Phoenix Mercury. And in fifth is Jonquel Jones from the Connecticut Sun. Next category is free throw percentage. Asia Wilson leads the WNBA in free throw percentage from the Las Vegas Aces. She is shooting at 95%. From the free throw line. Coming in at number two is Danielle Robinson from the Indiana Fever. In third is Kayla McBride from the Minnesota Lynx. In fourth is Courtney Vandersloot from the Chicago Sky. And in fifth is Kennedy Carter from the Atlanta Dream. Coming in the next category is three-point percentage. At number one is Nia Coffey from the Los Angeles Sparks. Coming in at number two is Stephanie Talbot from the Seattle Storm. In third is Courtney Williams from the Atlanta Dream. In fourth is Jonquel Jones. And then in fifth is Sammy Whitcomb from the New York Liberty. Next category is steals per game. Coming in at number one is Courtney Vandersloot. Followed at number two is Elizabeth Williams from the Atlanta Dream. In third is Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces. Following the fourth spot is Natisha Heidman from the Connecticut Sun. And in fifth is Danielle Robinson from the Indiana Fever. Next category is blocks per game. Number one is Brianna Turner from the Phoenix Mercury. Coming in at number two is Brittany Griner from the Phoenix Mercury. Third is Liz Cambage. Following fourth is Nia Coffey. And in fifth is Brianna Stewart. And then leading the league in minutes played is Courtney Williams from the Atlanta Dream, followed at number two by is Brianna Stewart. And third is Bettnyjah Laney. And fourth is Skylar Diggins-Smith. And then fifth is Kalia Copper from the Chicago Sky. Those are your current league leaders in the WNBA. Now let's move along now to the current standings. Currently having at number one in the Eastern Conference is the Connecticut Sun with a record of 8-2. Coming in at number two is the New York Liberty with a record of 5-4, followed by the Atlanta Dream with a 4-4 record. Washington is next at 2-5, followed by the Chicago Sky at 2-7, and the Indiana Fever is 1-9. We move along now to the Western Conference. The Seattle Storm have a record of 7-2, but not too far behind them is the Las Vegas Aces with a record of 7-3. Next up is the Phoenix Mercury with a record of 5-3. The Los Angeles Sparks have a record of 4-3. The Minnesota Lynx have a record of 3-4. And then the Dallas Wings round out the Western Conference with a record of 3-5. And as it stands right now in the standings, Seattle is the number one seed, followed by Connecticut with the number two seed. Las Vegas has the number three seed, followed by Phoenix at four. New York is number five. Atlanta is at six. Los Angeles is seven, followed by Washington at number eight. Minnesota is at nine. And, of course, Dallas is at 10. Chicago is 11. And then Indiana is at number 12. And that's going to do it for the score. Again, that was the scores and highlights from week four and the league leaders and standings in the WNBA. When we come back from the break, I have an exclusive interview with Sam Martin from the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We talk about the WNBA's Las Vegas Aces and what they did during the 2020 season and what they're doing so far in the 2021 season. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
Whatever business you're in, growth isn't just about getting bigger. At ADP, we believe it's about getting stronger by turning data into insights so you can build teams that work as teams. By using our AI technology to help catch payroll errors before they're errors. And by keeping ahead of thousands of changing regulations so you can keep ahead of everything else. ADP helps businesses like yours grow stronger every day. ADP, HR, talent, time, and payroll.
The High C has always tasted great, but now it tastes even better because I missed it so much deal.
There's a deal for every moment on the McDonald's $1-$3 menu. Order ahead on the McDonald's app and get all your favorite soft drinks like the High C Orange Lava Burst for only a dollar. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making lunchtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica. Mother of six. I'm the dedicated Pella window and door advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale. We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors. So we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the name and price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl and a fowl of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Enviar nota de voz al group chat.
Buenos días, ¿quieren desayuno de McDonald's?
Gide dice, eres la mejor. Un sausage McMuffin, please. Laura dice, sí, sausage McGriddle para mí. Ale dice, ya comí, pero me traes un hash brown, love you.
El mi colega favorita, tío. Llévate todos tus favoritos de desayuno como un sausage McMuffin por unos pocos dólares, solo en el $1-$3 menu de McDonald's. Precios y participación pueden variar, no puede ser combinado con un combo meal.
I'm a CoverGirl too, because I use CoverGirl Simply Ageless Liquid Foundation, America's number one anti-aging foundation brand. Simply Ageless is skincare and makeup in one. It instantly reduces the look of wrinkles and even skin tone, with hyaluronic complex and vitamin C for plump skin and a healthy, youthful glow. So be a CoverGirl like me, and get better skin at any age. Try Simply Ageless Liquid Foundation from easy, breezy, beautiful CoverGirl.
The transition defense for the Fever a whole lot better than it was on Friday.
Oh! Oh, a block that was beautiful! Liz Cambage has a message to send. Outside, Jackie Young.
One of the keys?
Yes.
No trespassing.
Oh, my goodness. Cambage blocks again. Elsie Mitchell.
What'd I tell you? De'Erica Hamby running in transition.
De'Erica Hamby with the rebound after three Fever opportunities. Now you know.
And just the way she runs the floor. And Chelsea Graves, go find her. Has that desire to be a great player, and she keeps getting better.
Rebound, Hamby. And the putback.
In the WNBA, you don't have to be a starter. Just play your role when you come in off the bench.
Nothing wrong with that quote. That's what he likes. No. No. You got to know that Liz is saying no. Hamby just backed up 65% from the floor. Liz, off the glass, kept getting her own second chance, and one. Woo, he said this is so tough.
Frustrated she didn't finish the first one, but she stayed after it. And look, and going after the boards to avoid the foul, the Aces were missing some shots. Bill Laimbeer said really a breakdown of concentration.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the CBS Sports Network, and you heard the action of the Las Vegas Aces, De'Erica Hamby scoring 22 points, and Liz Cambage having a double-double against the Indiana Fever on May the 30th. And we want to welcome someone that covers the Aces very well. He is a writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, Sam Gordon. Hey, Sam, welcome to the program.
Hey, appreciate you having me. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So let's jump right to it. Before we currently talk about this 2021 season, let's go back to the 2020 season for the Aces. It was a whirlwind of a year, not just in sports, but just all of society in general. We know about the wobble. We know about the adjustments that every team in the WNBA had to make. But the Aces, they pressed on, and they wound up playing in the WNBA championship. Asia Wilson, the league MVP, and despite no Liz Cambage, she opted out due to COVID. Kind of give me your thoughts on what you took away from the Aces 2020 season.
Yeah, I think it was just really kind of a coming of age for the franchise. I think the first 2 years, 2018, 2019, the team was really young. It was still kind of new here in Vegas. You had Asia Wilson, who was obviously a superstar talent and somebody that was capable of being the face of the franchise, which she was from day one, but one of the faces of the WNBA too, and the faces of basketball in general. And I really think she just kind of matured into that and understood what she had to do to lead the team last year. Like you said, with no Liz Cambage, with no Kelsey Plum, who had torn her Achilles and missed the year, she really shouldered the load and was excellent and put The team on her back in a lot of ways, and in some ways the league on her back, just with everything, like you said, everything that was going on last summer, everything that the WNBA, the league stands for and the players stand for. And I think the Aces were at the forefront of that as much as any other team. Angel McCautry, as a free agent, came over and was a big-time impact player on the wing, not only with her play but with her leadership. And it was just really kind of a coming-of-age for the franchise. And really got, you know, valuable experience playing a team like the Connecticut Sun, going to the, you know, to the Game 5 and having to finish that game in a back-and-forth fourth quarter where points are hard to come by, really really a lot of maturity, really a lot of poise that the Aces showed. And I think when you look at the Seattle Storm, what they ran up against in the finals, that was, you know, that's the gold standard. That was the team that had been together for some years, that had developed that kind of chemistry, and that really knew how to compete at the highest of levels. And the Aces were able to see what that looks like. And I really think that experience set the stage for this year. And, you know, granted, it's a new roster. It's more or less a brand new team. Wilson is the only returning starter that played in that series, right? There was a lot of turnover. It is a new team. You have Angel McCautry going down before the season this year, and Kelsey Plum is back, and Liz Cambage is back. But being that, you know, several players, you know, even if they weren't starters, you know, starting with Asia Wilson, tasted success and got to the brink of a WNBA championship, I really felt like that set the tone for what the franchise wanted to accomplish this season. And really, really a coming of age. And the Aces are here. I mean, this isn't, you know, this isn't the team that had the number one overall pick a few years ago that was trying to establish itself in this market and in the WNBA. I mean, this is one of the preeminent franchises in the league now with legitimate championship expectations. And you look at what they accomplished in 2020, that catapulted them to this point. So there are expectations here, no doubt about it. There are championship expectations. There is a, you know, an internal goal to win WNBA championship. And the Aces saw that, you know, how close they were last year. I think this year's roster is even better, and would expect them to contend here throughout the course of 2021.
Absolutely. I want to get back to the 2020 season for a moment with Liz Cambage opting out and Kelsey Plum having the injury. We saw, as you stated earlier, about Angel McCautry and what she did during the 2020 season. But a star that really came of age is De'Erica Hamby, and she's the reigning two-time WNBA Sixth Woman of the Year. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, Sam. If De'Erica had not gotten hurt, I think the series would have gone differently. Just because you have someone coming off the bench and you have a scorer like Bill Laimbeer likes the women on his team tall and versatile. And De'Erica Hamby is a player that fits that description. Kind of give me your take on De'Erica and what she did in her 2020 season, despite having that injury during the playoff run.
Well, I mean, you touched on it. I mean, she, at her size and with what she's able to do, not just on the offensive end, but from the defensive end, they didn't have her to guard Breanna Stewart in the WNBA Finals. And like you said, I think it would have been a different series. Now, I'm not, you know, we can't definitively say the Aces would have won the championship had she played, but she is, you know, she's a sixth woman. She comes off the bench. That's her role. But I think she's one of the best players in the league. And you know, where you rank her, you know, that's to each his own, or to each her own in terms of their opinion. But I can't think of, you know, 15 more impactful players, you know, 10 to 15 more impactful players in the league. But what she's able to do at her size, she can handle the ball. She can step out and hit a perimeter shot. She has a quick first step and can get to the rim. And she plays with such a passion for the game and with so much energy that I think it's, you know, she's an asset off the bench because she can watch the first 6-7 minutes, you know, get a feel for the game. And she comes in with her pace, with the her style of play. It just changes the dynamic in so many ways. And, you know, she runs the floor. She gets offensive rebounds. She's a great cutter. Very, very, like you said, very versatile player and such an asset for what the Aces want to do. And I think, you know, her ability to guard, to switch out on the guards on the perimeter and stick with them, and to guard bigger players in the post, gives the Aces, you know, last year and this year, gives them different styles of basketball they can play. I mean, you can play with two traditional bigs, with Asia Wilson in the center. You know, last year was Carolyn Swords. This year, obviously, Liz Cambage. Or you can downsize and play Asia Wilson at center and have De'Erica Hamby play at that power forward spot, and where you have four perimeter players around Asia Wilson. So De'Erica Hamby, no question about it, is such a huge piece of this team. She was last year. She is this year, and at 27 years old, I mean, I think she's smack dab in the middle of her prime or entering her prime, in terms of her skill and her ability. She's such an impact player and so valuable for this team that, yes, even though she comes off the bench and is technically a sixth woman, you often see her out there in closing lineups because of what she can do defensively and just her knack for finding the ball and making a play. So it's super, super valuable, and she proved that again last year. Not having her in the finals was a huge loss. So it was more important for her to get healthy. She didn't have to have surgery with the injury, was able to recover, and she looks every bit as good this year, if not better, than she has the last two. I mean, she is the two-time reigning sixth woman of the year, and it looks to be one of the front runners for that award again this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, DeErica is just phenomenal, man, and she definitely deserves a lot of deserves the attention that she gets for playing on a team like the Las Vegas Aces. So, Sam, here we are in the 2021 WNBA season. So, DeErica Hamby was re-signed, and also the Aces made some big free agent signings. Chelsea Gray, who played for the Los Angeles Sparks alongside Candace Parker for several seasons, she comes over to Las Vegas, and she's already made her presence felt with the Aces so far this year, as well as Raquana Williams, better known as Bebe. And Liz Cambage was also re-signed, so she comes back, and they're going to need her in this championship run. But I want your thoughts on the signing of Chelsea and Raquana and what they mean to the team.
Yeah, for sure. I think we'll start with Chelsea Gray. I mean, one of the best point guards in the league, just in terms of what she brings to the table. She's a three-level scorer that's at 5'11", about 165, 170, strong enough to get to where she needs to go, with a tight enough handle to get to wherever she needs to go at any point. And I think what really makes her special is her court vision and just her ability to manipulate, help defenders to create passing lanes for her teammates. And she's really at her best, I think, coming off a ball screen and running pick and rolls. And she's the kind of player the Aces really haven't had the past few years. I mean, Kelsey Plum is a fine ball handler and can run pick and rolls and can get into the paint and do different things, but not quite at the same level as Chelsea Gray. So having her, the Aces are always, as long as they have Liz Cambage and Asia Wilson, they're going to play through the post. That's what they want to do. They're an inside-out team, but now they have an option. We talk about different styles of play, where you can space the floor for Chelsea Gray and let her run a high pick and roll and let her make decisions. And we've already seen her doing that at an extremely high level for the Aces so far. I mean, she's averaging 12.5 points, 6.4 assists. She's shooting almost 50% from the field, 40% from the from three-point range. So she just gives them a decision maker, a high-end, top-notch decision maker who's been there, who's done that, who's played in won championships, who knows what it takes to take and make big shots and is comfortable in those settings. So she makes the game easier for everybody around her just with her style of play, with her court vision, with her unselfish demeanor. I think that's one of the biggest things is, yes, she brings all these tangible attributes to the court, but she's a leader and she's very unselfish and understands that it's about getting her teammates going and looks to do that and is skilled enough as a scorer to pick her spots when she needs to. In terms of Raquana Williams, I mean, shooting, right? That's been kind of the knock on the Aces the last couple of years, and you haven't really seen it manifest itself yet this year. But in terms of her, she's 40% three-point shooter, and that's what she's shooting this season so far, 40% from deep, and can helps provide spacing, and is somebody that can be, a microwave scorer. I mean, until Liz Cambage set the scoring record in 2018, single-game scoring with 53 points, Raquana Williams had it, scoring 50 as a rookie in 2013. So she can get hot at any time, and her three-point shooting and her spacing helps open up the floor, creates driving lanes for Chelsea Gray and Jackie Young, who I think has really emerged here in her third season. And then, of course, you have to think twice if you want to double Wilson or Cambage down in the block. So there's a lot of upside, a lot of talent on this roster. I think the first few weeks, because like you said, these are new players, these are free agent signees, you have a new team. The first few weeks of the season have very much been about establishing chemistry, and I would expect it to take, more time as well, because Kelsey Plum was playing abroad with USA Basketball. She's going to return tonight against the New York Liberty, and there's so many different moving parts and new pieces that Bill Laimbeer is having to figure out how to build into their lineup and tailor his schemes and systems to make sure everybody touches the ball and make sure this team is humming. And we've seen signs of it so far, but it's going to take more time. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, because the players they add, they have such high ceilings and have such unique skill sets that the Aces haven't had, that you're going to have to figure that out. But once they do, I think the upside for this team is dangerous and scary. And like I said, we've already seen glimpses so far over the first 3 weeks of the season.
Well, you touched on one player, Jackie Young, and you mentioned, Sam, about the team needing more time. What you said, that's necessary. That's really a good thing. But Jackie Young's wasted no time in the short amount of time that she's been in the WNBA. She's really emerged in this early part of the year, really picking up the slack whenever Liz and Asia have kind of had decent games. She's really stepped their game up. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Jackie so far this year.
Yeah, I just think it's you know, kind of the natural maturity and progression as a player. And, you know, she came into the league. Let's not forget, she declared after her junior year at Notre Dame what you can do if you turn 22 in that calendar year. And I think, you know, her rookie season was a little overwhelming. And she's talked about that in press conferences, that she at times lacked confidence. And I think just getting more time and experience and getting more reps and being empowered and being on a team like this where she's going to have her opportunities. I think Angel McCosker going down, you never want to see a player get injured, but it turned Jackie Young into a little bit more of a scorer, and she's been willing and accepting of that role and plays with so much more confidence, and you can see it, how much more decisive she is. She knows what her strengths and weaknesses are and plays to them. She's unbelievable at getting downhill and putting pressure on opposing defenses, and her mid-range jumper has really, really improved, where she's stepping into that 16, 17-footer now with confidence. And, you know, if she's coming off a ball screen, you know, the defender has to decide. You go under, you're giving her an opportunity to step into that jumper. You go over, she's really, really adept now at drawing contact and manipulating defenders and getting them off balance, and has had games this year where she's been to the free throw line 10 times, 9 times, 7 times. So she's really evolved and matured as a scorer, and I think defensively too, has really emerged as the one of the premier defensive wings in the league. You see her picking up three-quarters court. You see her really putting ball pressure on opposing ball handlers and stifling opposing wings, really cutting off driving lanes, and is excellent in terms of her awareness and team schemes and being in the right spots when she's guarding away from the ball. So I think her maturation has been critical and has been huge. I mean, she's the number one pick 2 years ago in 2019, and is showing why she was the number one overall pick, because at 6 feet with her size, with her athleticism, with her two-way potential, she's really, really a difference maker, and with her scoring prowess, like you said, now the Aces have multiple options. If Liz Cambage can't get it going, or if Asia Wilson can't get it going, Jackie Young can, and she scored, you know, she's already set the new career high in scoring twice this year with 21 points against the Seattle Storm, and then 27 just a few days later against the Phoenix Mercury. She is maturing as a player, and it's critical for the Aces, because she's definitely part of this core moving forward, and is proving how valuable she is.
Indeed, she is becoming valuable thus far. And you mentioned about the injury to Angel McCutry, and I want to bring up a player that was drafted in this year's WNBA draft out of France, and her name is Iliana Rupert. I want to know, is she going to have a roster slot? Is she going to be on the roster sometime this year, Sam, or is there something going on with her international status playing in France?
Yeah, she's going to be she's training with the French national team and is getting ready for the Olympics. But the Aces are leaving a roster spot vacant for her after the Olympic break. So she's going to have the opportunity. And that does, you know, we'll have to see how the season shakes out. But there is, at least right now, there's going to be space for her at the end of the season. So I think they're just fine with 11 right now. I mean, they're too deep at every position, more or less, with the high-end superstar talent that the Aces have. They're going to be fine throughout the course of the season, but Iliana Rupert at 6'4", 6'5", should she choose to come over at the end of the season, like is being planned right now, is going to add some size, going to add some shot blocking, some depth up front, and we'll have some more international experience by then. But the Aces weren't counting on her to be a difference maker in year one. They understood that this is more of a draft pick for the long term, and if anything that she can provide this year, I think, will be a little bit more of a bonus. This is a, you know, mature veteran club at this point that's going to lean on its superstars and its veterans, and if she comes over at the end of the season and can play some spot minutes, then great for the Aces, and if not, I think they'll be just fine without her as well.
So the other draft picks that they had, Sam, Destiny Slocum is on the roster, and also Kiana Jeter was a third-round pick. What is Kiana's status with the team?
Yeah, she did not make the team, so they waived her immediately right away in training camp. But Destiny Slocum, as a second-round pick, has made the team and is in the rotation, you know, at least right now with Kelsey Plum missing the last six games. Destiny Slocum had the opportunity – to play a little bit and really show what she can do. And the Aces drafted her. I mean, she's a mature, you know, guard who's, you know, 23 years old, played a lot of college ball, a number of, you know, played at three very, very high-level programs. And that's, I think that's what the Aces liked about her, was just that she knows who she is as a player, her maturity. She doesn't do anything. She doesn't play with, she doesn't get out of herself. She understands who, when to get the ball to whom, and when to shoot, and when to pass, and where she needs to be, and what she needs to do. So, again, you know, only 12 minutes, you know, 11.2 minutes a game so far through the first eight games of the season. But when she has had her number called, she doesn't look like she's overwhelmed. She knows what she's doing, and that's part of the reason the Aces drafted her, was because of her maturity.
Speaking of maturity, you know, Bill Laimbeer has been joined at the hip with this organization, will join at the hip with the Aces since 2018. And before that, the franchise was in Detroit at the Detroit Shock for several seasons. Bill Laimbeer has been a proven winner. He's a three-time WNBA champion when the franchise was in Detroit. And you know, Laimbeer, if people, for the listeners out there that don't know his physical style, you know, he was a roughhouser, so to speak, but, you know, known for his physical play, someone that was a long-range shooter. He had decent range and was a fantastic rebounder. With Sam, I want to ask you, with Coach Laimbeer being at the helm of the Aces for a while now, has his style rubbed off, in your opinion, has it rubbed off on Cambage and Hamby and Wilson, as well as Chelsea Gray being there? Has his impact been very profound on the team?
Yeah, I would say so, and not necessarily in a physical style of play. Don't get me wrong, the Aces can be physical, but when they're playing at their best, they're playing with a lot of pace. They're getting up the ball up and down the floor. They're in transition and they're getting easy baskets at the rim, whether that's pushing in transition or setting up in the half court early and getting the ball down to Cambage and Wilson early in the shot clock and you know, forcing the defense to double and then rotating and swinging the ball from there. But I think where his style is most influential is, being that he's a former player, you know, a two-time NBA champion and, you know, one of the most important players in the 1980s, he understands what it's like to be on the other side. So I think, you know, he's very much a player's coach, lets the players, you know, lets them play their game and gives them a lot of freedom and empowers them. And I think that's the biggest thing where he's been influential, is he understands, you know, when he needs to get involved and when he needs to get out of the way and when it's time to sit back and let them, you know, let the Aces do their thing. And I think the players respect him for that. I mean, you hear nothing but positive things about him as a coach and him as an advocate for the WNBA and what he stands for and what he's represented, you know, with his two decades plus in the league. So it's been huge having him here. He's definitely helped the franchise find his footing and has helped helped kind of nurse the transition from San Antonio to Las Vegas and helped the Aces become one of the preeminent franchises in the league. So that's where I think his influence has been the greatest, not necessarily – you know, yes, like you said, he's a very, very physical player, you know, one of the most intimidating players in the 80s. And the Aces can play that way, but that's not where his influence has been felt. It's been felt with his professionalism, with his understanding for what it's like to be a player and for, you know, for the way he's empowered his players to be themselves on and off the basketball court.
Yeah, good analogy right there, because, again, Coach Laimbeer has been awesome since he's been a coach in the WNBA. Again, as I mentioned earlier, with the Detroit Shock before that franchise moved to Tulsa. And then, like you said, the Aces were previously in San Antonio before that, Utah. So it's glad to see Coach Laimbeer's helped out with that transition. Speaking of transition, last year was a very challenging year, not just in sports, but just in all of society. The WNBA really stepped up to the plate, Sam, in terms of raising awareness about Breonna Taylor and George Floyd and the Jacob Blake situation and all the things that happened during the time in the wobble. They're no longer in the wobble now. All of the teams are back playing in their respective cities. So far, as you've covered the Aces this year, what has been the biggest differences in terms of them returning to playing at their respective arena in Las Vegas as opposed to being in the wobble?
Yeah, I think it's just the comfort of not being so confined, right? And there's still protocols teams have to follow, you know, on the road especially, and still restrictions and still, you know, getting tested and all those things remain. But you're not confined to that same small space. And I think there is some comfort knowing that the Aces are able to be in market. They've been playing in front of crowds of about 2,000 here at Michelob Ultra Arena, formerly known as the Mandalay Bay Event Center. And there's a real energy in town. I think the city and the fan base, I mean, the Aces fans are very, very, very enthusiastic and very, very passionate. And you know, that's a credit to the marketing and the way the team has kind of established itself. You got to credit the business staff for really promoting this team and helping them find their, you know, become a fabric of sports in Las Vegas. So I think that's where the players are most comfortable is, yeah, you know, the bubble, you know, served its purpose. But at the end of the day, basketball is a spectator sport. And I think just having fans in the arenas and being a part of the experience has been huge, you know, for the players just to find some semblance of normalcy and then, you know, getting back into their routines in terms of travel, you know, playing in their home arenas. Like I said, there are some restrictions and there are some protocols that are still in place, but if there's some sense of normalcy and, at least in Las Vegas, you know, the city got back to full capacity in terms of, you know, restrictions being lifted commercially on June 1st. And, you know, would anticipate that at some point this year, there's going to be more fans allowed to Aces games as well. And that's going to be, you know, a comfort for the players, just knowing things are getting back to normal.
Awesome. Well, again, Sam, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just, again, tell everybody what you do at the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Yeah, I cover the Aces and then a lot of basketball, Raiders stuff, boxing, a little bit of everything, UNLV here. You can find all our stuff at ReviewJournal.com, and I'm on Twitter at @BySamGordon. Really appreciate you having me on the show, and, you know, we'd love to come back anytime. So thank you so much, and enjoy. Hope you continue to enjoy the rest of the WNBA season.
Oh, I will do. Thank you so much, man. Anytime you've got that. So, again, one more time, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, any websites that you would like to promote as well. You let the listeners know those names as well.
Yep, ReviewJournal.com, and then under the sports tab, you can find all our Aces coverage, and then I also cover, you know, the Raiders too. We can find our Raiders stuff at VegasNation.com, and I'm on Twitter at @BySamGordon. That's BYSAMGORDON. Thanks again, Ed. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you. And you heard it from him. He's Sam Gordon. He is a writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, as he said, covering the NFL's Las Vegas Raiders as well as the NBA, the WNBA's Las Vegas Aces, and a lot of great things that he's done. Sam, thank you so much once again. And we'll be back with more right after this.
The transition defense for the Fever a whole lot better than it was on Friday. Oh! Oh, a block that was beautiful! Liz Cambage has a message to send. Outside, Jackie Young.
What are the keys?
Yes.
No trespassing.
Oh, my goodness. Cambage blocks again. Elsie Mitchell.
What'd I tell you?
Cambage, or De'Erica Hamby running in transition. De'Erica Hamby with the...
Nobler is more than just a different way to save on car insurance. Nobler is the only car insurance with personalized monthly rates and rewards based on how much and how well you drive every single time you get behind the wheel. So the more you use Nobler, the better you drive and the more you save, which means good drivers can save a lot of money. Nobler is simply smart insurance for smart drivers. Get your quote at Nobler.com, spelled Nobler.com. Individual savings may vary. Must meet eligibility requirements to bind a policy.
This show is sponsored by the Alabama Civil Rights Trail podcast. Hear the stories of people who were there while historians explain why what happened then is still so relevant today. Listen to the Alabama Civil Rights Trail podcast now.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Oh, that's a cheer we used to do in softball.
What? It's actually Geico.
Whenever someone hit a triple, we would wave our bats and yell, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. But we never got to use it because we would only hit home runs. Annoying.
The phrase is from Geico because they help save people money.
Geico? Yeah, they were our team sponsor.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making lunchtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson. It's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
That's the sound of one of my favorite customers ever. His name's Jeremy. His dad, Frank, called me when it was time to replace their drafty old windows and to take advantage of our limited time sale. As a dedicated Pella advisor, I make getting new windows and doors simple. And when it comes to installation, nobody does it like Pella. Our local team can typically install in just a day.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Grilling season is here. Keep things sizzling all summer long with Dietz and Watson. Fire up your Thursday with perfectly smoked premium Franks and sausages. Or enjoy endless sandwich combos with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939. At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making lunchtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson. It's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939. At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making lunchtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson. It's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939. At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making lunchtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson. It's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939. Road trip season is here. Stay fueled through your entire journey with Dietz & Watson. And since it's almost the weekend, stock up on lunch before hitting the road. Enjoy on-the-go sandwiches with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson. It's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939. At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making lunchtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson. It's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
That's the sound of one of my favorite customers ever. His name's Jeremy. His dad, Frank, called me when it was time to replace their drafty old windows and to take advantage of our limited time sale. As a dedicated Pella advisor, I make getting new windows and doors simple. And when it comes to installation, nobody does it like Pella. Our local team can typically install in just a day.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Road trip season is here. Stay fueled through your entire journey with Dietz & Watson. And since it's almost the weekend, stock up on lunch before hitting the road. Enjoy on-the-go sandwiches with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson. It's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
The High C has always tasted great, but now it tastes even better because I missed it so much deal.
There's a deal for every moment on the McDonald's $1-$2-$3 menu. Order ahead on the McDonald's app and get all your favorite soft drinks like the High C Orange Lava Burst for only a dollar. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Road trip season is here. Stay fueled through your entire journey with Dietz & Watson. And since it's almost the weekend, stock up on lunch before hitting the road. Enjoy on-the-go sandwiches with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DeetsandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Deets and Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939. At Deets and Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making lunchtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DeetsandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Deets and Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Enviar nota de voz al group chat.
Buenos días. ¿Quieren desayuno de McDonald's?
Gide dice, eres la mejor. Un sausage McMuffin, please. Laura dice, sí, sausage McGriddle para mí. Ale dice, ya comí, pero me traes un hash brown. Love you.
Mi colega favorita, tío. Llévate todos tus favoritos de desayuno como un sausage McMuffin por unos pocos dólares. Solo en el $1-$3 menu de McDonald's. Precios y participación pueden variar. No puede ser combinado con un combo meal.
Start your morning fresh with Wendy's $3 Classic Breakfast Deal. Choose between a classic sausage, egg, and cheese or classic bacon, egg, and cheese. Then pair that breakfast sandwich with a small seasoned potatoes for just $3. So ditch the pre-made and start your day with made-to-order. Choose Wendy's and start fresh with a $3 Classic Breakfast Deal. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary. No substitutions.
At Deets and Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making lunchtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DeetsandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Deets and Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica. Mother of six. I'm the dedicated Pella window and door advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale. We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors. So we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Grilling season is here. Keep things sizzling all summer long with Deets and Watson. Fire up your weekend with perfectly smoked premium Franks and sausages. Or enjoy endless sandwich combos with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DeetsandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Deets and Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
ABC Tomorrow, Katie's bachelorette journey begins.
Bring on the mess!
A whole new season of sexy.
Oh my God!
Crazy.
Oh no, it's an RV. Please don't let this be my fantasy suite.
And of course,
Blake.
That was the dumbest thing you could have done. I didn't come here for the bromance. What a weak, spineless man you are.
If you are not here for the right reasons, there's the door.
The Bachelorette season premiere, tomorrow at 7 Central on ABC.
At Deets and Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making mealtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DeetsandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Deets and Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
I
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, a big special thank you to Sam Gordon, a writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, just giving us, talking about the 2020 Las Vegas Aces season and the 2021 Aces season thus far. All right, before we get on out of here, let's give you just the upcoming games and what's coming up this week on in the WNBA. Starting off on Tuesday, June the 8th, will be the Minnesota Lynx going up against the Washington Mystics, followed by the Dallas Wings going up against the Phoenix Mercury. On Wednesday, June the 9th, it will be the Seattle Storm versus the Atlanta Dream, and then we have the Indiana Fever going up against the Chicago Sky. On Thursday, June 10th, it will be the Los Angeles Sparks going up against the Washington Mystics. On Friday, June the 11th, we'll have the Seattle Storm going up against the Atlanta Dream, and the Dallas Wings going up against the Phoenix Mercury. Saturday, June 12th, will be the Chicago Sky going up against the Indiana Fever, and the Los Angeles Sparks going up against the Minnesota Lynx. And on Sunday, June the 13th, will be the Seattle Storm going up against the Connecticut Sun. That should be a great matchup right there. Also, the Washington Mystics will go up against the Atlanta Dream. The Dallas Wings will square off against the Las Vegas Aces, and we've got a great one between the New York Liberty going up against the Phoenix Mercury. So those are the games for the upcoming week in the WNBA. Well, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of Striving for It All. Once again, I'd like to send a big special thank you to Sam Gordon, writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, giving us the ins and outs of what's currently going on with the Las Vegas Aces. And thank you to you, the listeners out there, and thank you again for checking us out. I'm Ed Robinson, and we'll talk to you again next week, and you've listened to Striving for It All.
Your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals, and every live WWE pay-per-view. It's The Office, Chrisley Knows Best, and Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
Our goals aren't as out of reach as we once thought because things are coming back. And if there's anything we've learned, it's that there's no time like the present. At U.S. Bank, we take the time to understand you, to help get you to where you really want to be by getting to the root of any financial obstacle so you can move forward. Because side by side, there's no telling how far you'll go. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Ever wonder what life would be like without frozen drinks and slushies from McDonald's? Actually, let's not go there. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Get a medium frozen Coca-Cola or Fanta for $1.69. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese, crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time. Fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S. Not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Grilling season is here. Keep things sizzling all summer long with Dietz and Watson. Fire up your weekend with perfectly smoked premium Franks and sausages. Or enjoy endless sandwich combos with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making mealtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Nobler is more than just a different way to save on car insurance. Nobler is the only car insurance with personalized monthly rates and rewards based on how much and how well you drive every single time you get behind the wheel. So the more you use Nobler, the better you drive and the more you save, which means good drivers can save a lot of money. Nobler is simply smart insurance for smart drivers. Get your quote at Nobler.com, spelled N-O-B-L-R.com. Individual savings may vary. Must meet eligibility requirements to bind a policy.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Oh, that's a cheer we used to do in softball.
What? It's, actually Geico.
Whenever someone hit a triple, we would wave our bats and yell, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. But we never got to use it because we would only hit home runs. Annoying.
The phrase is from Geico because they help save people money.
Geico? Yeah, they were our team sponsor.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.